And getting all wild on a Wild Card Wednesday. Currently, right now, to get you to Sarah Evans 1 month from tonight out there. Big concert, Hank and Billy Bob's, Texas. And doing a little, I really regret actually now doing a show in text right now. And we asked the at least nine of you, the ninth Hank fan.
My eyes are bleeding. Texted in
pictures of, since we found one here in the studio today, of a rat trap. Or mouse trap, if you will. And, yeah, there's plenty of you that have jumped in on the fray. Although James in Arlington out there in Arizona said, oh, man, the dreaded game, LOL. Yeah, he doesn't like show and text.
He likes to do what we say Wednesday. Yeah. That's his jam.
I might not like show and text anymore. Rowdy in Covington has had quite the issues.
Oh,
and
dear.
And many pictures. Appreciate that. He was the first to do so.
Yeah, that's
Tara
a really large
in Weatherford, there's Country Cliff. Send a picture of his cat. All right, fair.
A plus, I like that.
All right, April in Aledo. Doris says, I only have a rat trap. But Amy from Grandview, congratulations, and unfortunately sent in a picture there of a mousetrap with the victim still involved. Amy, that's what gets you to Billy Bob's. Golly, that's disgusting.
The things they do for us.
Why
Sarah,
do you
I
have
hope
a...
you appreciate this.
She says, I hate mice. I hate, like, hate mice. My sister sent it to me forever ago to mess with me as a joke, and that's why she has the
See
picture
that?
On her camera roll. Okay. Well, at least we know she's safe. As for our studio, we don't know. We'll dot that and continue to update our progress on what we hear from management as far as the mousetrap that was under Heather Lee today.
Yeah, in related news, this is also why the sister relationship is often so very complicated. They do things like this.
Well, there you go. It ended up winning Sarah Evans tickets. We'll go to a little more humane version of radio contesting tomorrow for you.
Oh,
it's okay.
Oh, boy.
Don't gag. For a Will It Float Tomorrow, which we have. A new bucket, and you picked this up out there at the Tractor Supply, who generously donated a new transport bucket. Thank you.
Yes.
To the show, because we accept all buckets here.
It's so fresh.
And we'll be putting that on display. I think we may have our item for Will It Float tomorrow at 8 o'clock already. So that bucket will be put into good use, and well, you were out there, of course, trapping Hank fans with a live microphone.
Okay, reporting live.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Now, are you like an official from the Chamber of Commerce or anything?
No, ma'am.
Could you pretend to be?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. What's your name?
Sharon.
Did you get your free bucket?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Oh, you got to get a bucket. I mean, it's like, because you never know when Will It Float is going to break out.
Yes, ma'am.
I think Tractor Supply is celebrating the spring break edition. Travel, because you never know where you're going to wind up. So why not bring a bucket?
Mm-hmm. In case of an emergency.
That's right.
In your car, in case you can't stop.
I know.
And then it's all fun and games. So what are you doing? Are you ready to party for spring break?
I just work.
Yeah, I know. Well, and we could party until like 7:45, right? Maybe 8 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Just in case of emergency?
In case of an emergency.
That's right.
In your car, in case you can't stop.
That's a total different game of Will It Float.
Thanks, Sharon.
Necessary, perhaps. All right. Well, it won't be that dire of a situation, hopefully, tomorrow. But just in case.
In case of an emergency.
That's right.
In your car, in case you can't stop.
All right.
I like big buckets.
Whatever you use it for, it's good to have one nearby.
KB and Heather Lee.
Wow.
Where we take goofing off very seriously.